Our guest at the cafe this morning is Hunt County Master Gardener, Byron Chitwood. Good morning.
Good morning, John.
Well, middle of the summer, but you say it's right now time to start thinking about planting fall tomatoes?
Yes.
Well, tell us a little bit more about what we ought to be thinking about.
Well, right. We're finishing up the season on growing your early summer tomatoes, and they're beginning to reach the prime of their production or past that even. But if you're and for fall tomatoes, you need to plant them right about now. Unfortunately, you can't go to your favorite nurseryman and buy tomato plants this time of the year.
Why is that?
They just don't have them available.
Really?
Yeah, they've for the most part.
So what do you do?
So you go out to your garden and you've got plants that are still, you know, relatively healthy. The bottom parts may be drying up and withering from lack of water, lack of care, whatever. But the tops are still fairly healthy. And you pick tops off of those, off your favorite tomato vines, the ones that are really producing, and cut those off and have some little pots ready for transplanting those propagants or whatever you want to call them. you select the portion of the plant that's kind of a main stem on that.
Mm-hmm.
And there's other branches of the plant but that are just fern, and they don't produce tomatoes. They're just there. And so you pick those, and they're recognizable because they might have some blooms on them.
Okay.
And they'll have some little fuzzy-looking stuff on there, and that fuzzy-looking stuff can turn into roots.
We're talking with Hunt County Master Gardener Byron Chitwood.
I like to start them in a potting soil. And you can make your own potting soil, or you can buy it. Or just regular old garden soil that you buy that's fortified with nitrogen for growing stuff. Put it in a, you know, like a styrofoam cup or any kind of little pot. Just make sure it's got some drainage holes in the bottom. And go out there, like I say, with a nice sharp knife that's cut these cuttings off the tops of your plant about 4 to 6 inches long. Trim all the excess leaves off and trim the blooms off if there are any. You want all your growth to go to, for the plant to go to establishing roots.
Mm-hmm.
Take a pencil or what you call, refer to as a dipple stick, and make a hole down in that, the center of that cup, in that potting soil, all the way to the bottom, and gently insert the stem of the propagant that you've cut into that soil, and then tamp it down slightly. Then set it in the shade. Don't set it out in the sun right then. And keep it moist for 3 weeks, and it's going to be some of them die and some of them make it. But in 2 to 3 weeks, they're going to be starting roots, and at that time you can transplant those to your garden.
And so after 3 weeks or so, they're ready to put in the ground?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I started with, like, I think it's 31 transplants like that, or propagants, and they all survived, surprisingly. Now, you put them out, and some of them are not going to necessarily survive in the garden.
So the more you do, the better chance you have.
More than you need.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you have way too many, there's going to be some of your friends that are gardeners that are going to want some.
Right, right. You said you've had a good year so far for summer tomatoes.
A real good year for it. Tomatoes.
They brought some in. They look great.
Yeah, they're delicious. I've had more tomatoes, and I know what to do with. That's, you know, it's, with gardening as chickens today and feathers tomorrow. You either have way too much or not, and then you run out. But, you know, the seasons are just long enough that you reach your saturation point on anything, regardless of how good it is.
Yeah, too much of a good thing is...
Yeah, even asparagus, you can get too much.
Right. Byron, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
You bet.
Byron Chitwood, Hunt County Master Gardener. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.